This is Ozarks at Large. If you peeked into a classroom in an American public elementary school, odds are you'd see a woman teaching the class. Depending on the source, the percentage of female teachers in American elementary schools varies, but all sources agree. Female teachers in elementary schools in the United States far outnumber male teachers. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich decided to look into the gender disparity.
A Sugar Creek Elementary School class in Bentonville claps in rhythm this morning, a means to obtain focus for their next assignment. A discussion about male teachers, including their male teacher.
My name is Clint Alexander, and I'm a third grade teacher at Sugar Creek Elementary School.
Standing in front of the class, Mr. Alexander, a pleasant-looking blonde-haired man in spectacles, said he's relatively new to teaching, entering the occupation 3 years ago.
When I was young, I wanted to become a National Basketball Association basketball player.
But after he began working with children in various settings, he decided to obtain an elementary education credential. So, what's the best thing about teaching?
Logan, Tiana, Graham, Will, Taylor.
Carefully
Hannah,
citing
Katie,
the presence of every child in
Emily,
his classroom, who
Liz,
are carefully
Eric,
watching him,
Josiah,
and he's acutely aware he's a gender minority.
Raise your hand if you have had a male classroom teacher before this year. Okay?
No hands, but Mr. Alexander's students sure had a lot to say about having a man for a teacher.
My name is Corey and I'm 9, and it is pretty good having a male teacher.
Hi, my name is Aris Salahi, and once you have a male teacher, you will get used to it.
My name is Will Puhala. He's really nice and kind.
Hi, my name is Taylor, and they teach us like more than the other, like the females.
Hi, my name is Kayla, and I was kind of nervous when I figured out that I was going to be with him, but throughout all the weeks that we've been in school, I've started to notice that he's really nice.
Hi, my name is Tiana, and I'm 8. He's not as strict as I thought he would be.
My name is Logan Mullins. Most people have female teachers because men aren't really into it.
Hi, my name is Emily. I'm 8 years old. I'm used to it because of my dad, and I live with him because my parents got divorced. So I'm used to having a male around me, so I pretty much like having Mr. Alexander around me.
My name is Hannah. I knew it was going to be different, and I like different things.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and they're kind of more interesting than a female teacher, and they are really fun.
Hi, my name's McKenna, and in some stories I read, they would be kind of mean and strict, and then whenever I saw Mr. Alexander, he was nice.
My name's Josiah, and I'm 8. Boys get a lot, they bond better with men.
My name is Strail. I really like sports, and he does too, and it's really comfortable having somebody in common.
Hi, my name is Ashley, and I really like having a male teacher, and he's really nice, well, at least most of the time.
Being male does bring certain notoriety, Mr. Alexander said.
I've noticed that kids do seem to treat me a little more differently, and it might just be because at this age, they have not had a lot of experience with a man in charge yet, and so they're kind of learning it as they go.
And while most of his grown-up male peers may think teaching kids is a piece of cake, Mr. Alexander said his job requires lots of homework.
So I would say probably the worst thing is that you don't ever really feel like you've caught up.
Making sure the classroom is clean, supplied, and arranged. There's also curricula to learn and memorize every day, tests to score, plus students' emotional issues to tend to, as well as parents and colleagues to negotiate.
I do see a greater trend in Bentonville across the district with male teachers.
That's Lori Passmore, assistant principal at Sugar Creek Elementary, which counts 510 students, but not near enough, in her opinion, male teachers.
It is critical because male, female student, it doesn't really matter. men relate differently to kids and kids relate differently to men. And I think it's a definite missing link in public schools.
Pre-K through 12 teachers form the largest occupational group in the nation, according to the Consortium for Policy Research and Education, made up of experts from the nation's top universities. Consortium data show the teaching force is growing older and more female. For example, in 1980, 66% of teachers were women. By 2012, 76% were female. The increase is not due to fewer men entering the occupation, the consortium says, whose numbers have grown by 22% since 1980. It's that more women have to work and are choosing public education, which third-grade teacher Clint Alexander says, after all, is tradition.
I think there are so few men teachers because for the longest time, that's how it's been.
But Brian Nelson, a national expert on men in early childhood education, says history says otherwise.
Historically, early days of the U.S., it was primarily male teachers. It started changing in the 1800s when women were getting more education, and they were also delaying childbirth, so they ended up having more education. And then school districts ended up being able to pay women less, unfortunately. So women started increasing.
Brian Nelson serves on the faculty at Metropolitan State University in St. Paul, Minnesota. He also directs Men Teach, an online resource group.
Our main mission is to recruit and retain men to be teachers of children. Teaching children is such a profound experience that to think, you're helping a child, especially the younger children, learn to read, to write, to think, to learn about the world around them. They spend more time with us as a teacher than they sometimes spend with their families, waking hours.
But Nelson says the idea of men teaching children is just not embraced by our wider culture.
People think, men don't want to be with children, or men can't be with children. They're not very good at caring. They're not very nurturing, especially the younger children. And we know that's a myth because, men make good fathers.
Another reason, he says, is low status, low pay.
A status for men is how much are you paid?
The National Center for Education Statistics reports that the average annual salary for a public school teacher is $56,000. That salary inevitably rises, as do perceptions, as teachers ascend into colleges and university positions. Attrition in the profession is also an issue, says Brian Nelson.
There's a phenomenal turnover of new teachers. Men and women. So first of all, it's a tough occupation to be in. It's very challenging. And when we look at men, if men can make it past a certain point, which is usually 3 or 4 years, they're more likely to stay in the field.
Now, if more men choose to stay the course, they may well inspire more young boys to one day take up teaching. This is Sugar Creek third grader Corey.
I like to teach science because science is my favorite thing. It's very fun.
And these students are fortunate to have Mr. Alexander as a role model because studies show an increasing number of elementary school-aged children will never experience having a man for a teacher. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.